We're all young at heart. Amen. And sometimes we just got to, you know, bring the gospel down to childlike level. Jesus said, come unto me, all the little children. And I think in childlike faith is how we should approach the gospel, because it is very simple. Believe that Jesus was raised from the dead and you'll be saved. Wow. But, you know, I want to make some sense out of my life. And I think you, as people of the living God, especially young people of the living God, we like to make a little bit of sense out of this thing called life, don't you think? Well, in John's Gospel in chapter 6, we've been in there now for quite a while, and Jesus talking about feeding the 5,000 and walking on water and the bread of life and all that, and it maybe gets a little confusing, right? So I thought, well, maybe we can kind of make some sense out of some of the things. And my question was this. Now, I can't do it. I tried it. Have you ever played with a Rubik's Cube? You know, that little thing with all the numbers and you wiggle it around and all that. And it starts out as a square and it's got four different color sides. And if you twist it a few times, soon the colors get all jumbled up. Well, the Rubik's Cube is just enough of a challenge that maybe I can do it next time. And we do it again and again and again. Now, I got a grandson that can do it pretty quick and he get it all figured out. But that's not the norm. It's all mixed up. And sometimes I think our life feels like a Rubik's Cube. Sometimes we get so mixed up, we want to just go to somebody and say, hey, help me straighten out my life. I want to get back in order. You know, like that Rubik's Cube thing, get twisted and it did it. Have you ever felt that way? Maybe you've had a bad day. Maybe you got in an argument with a brother or sister, or a brother or sister in Christ, or just any other family member. Maybe you got in trouble at school or work, you know. I think that we have a really bad day. We can start to feel like our life is all messed up, just like the Rubik's Cube. And you know the best way to get everything straightened out? Ha-ha! Talk to God. Jesus, I want to talk to you today, and you can talk to him through the gift and the grace of the Holy Spirit. And you can pray. That's all prayer is, talking to God. God loves us. He wants to help us with our problem, and he'll even let you understand through the gift of the Holy Spirit. You can talk to him, and I can assure you, if you listen, he will give you the situations that you need in order to help get your life straightened out. So when we pray and turn our problems over to God, he'll show us how to straighten things out. It might not be the way we think, but I can assure you it will. So let's pray and ask God to make sense out of our lives and to help us with all of our problems. In Jesus' precious name,